Blog Talk Radio.
Never Had It So Good. Sports Media Network presents Tasha Campbell, CEO and founder, publisher and graphic designer, and all-around empowering leader. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. Never Had It So Good. Sports Media Network presents Sisterhood 2, and we are now into the third leg of our presentation for today. Yesterday, we had Minister Cheryl Lynn Michelle Bennett out of Ocala, Florida, and she talked about, of course, Spiritually Sweet, and that is her vision and her company, and she was very powerful about changing our younger generation of women and making sure they understood their presentation is who they are, and they don't have to be put on anything for anybody else, and to love themselves. And speaking of loving themselves, we went right into Renee Hewitt Hall last night, and she was awesome within her own right. As we talked about, we are not in competition. Just a great presentation today. Dr. Gail Hayes from Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, and she talked about anti-bullying and the empowerment of women. Also, then we went to Minister Kimberly Smith and the angelicpen.com, and she talked about being a prophetic writer. We're now up with Tasha L. Campbell, CEO, as I said, and she is just one of those women that I think is dynamic in her own right, and I can't wait to talk to her. At 5 o'clock is one of my great friends, and that is Tanya Smith, Count It All Joy. They have been on the network now since September. Also, then at 6 o'clock is Lizzie Robinson Jenkins, The Real Rosewood Story, and it is the third leg of the four-part series. And then we have Pastor Regina Johnson out of Conroe, Texas. And her new show premieres tonight on the network, and it is called Refresh. And we end the night with Lena Jermaine Hurst Clark talking about her book, Amazing Minds, and how we as a culture need to pay close attention to our health mentally and our health physically. Let's get in, Tasha. Tasha, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. A little bit on a high from what I've experienced over the course of the week, but I tell you, I'm excited about today and joining my sisters and this Sisterhood Empowerment Marathon. So I am excited, Princess. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. When I inboxed you all and got with you all, every one of you just said, of course, I'm in. Or I'm honored, and I'm the one that's honored because I see you all moving and doing your own thing and improving and empowering and taking steps, and it's a pleasure just kind of watch you all on Facebook just continue to evolve, and I love what you're doing, and I love that you are in my circle, and I don't want you to ever be out of it. I want to talk about this weekend and what it meant to you, what you were doing. Please tell the listeners what you partook in this weekend.
Well, actually, it started Thursday through Friday, and I was privileged to be able to be a part of Project Gideon. And it's a small mentorship conference that Bishop Jakes, T.D. Jakes, puts on every year. And in that particular conference, I tell you, it's no holds barred, and he's just laying it out on the table and just telling us, you know, how to really step forward and be productive and just make a difference in the area of business and in ministry. And I'm so appreciative of him just sharing his heart with us. And I tell you, the power of God hit that place in waves of glory, and we left that place just totally transformed by the power of God. And I'm so grateful to be able to be a part of that. And that was my third year. And I tell you what, I'm definitely going to be back on that fourth year.
It makes you want to go back. I saw on the panel Michael Irvin, and I know most people know Michael Irvin, former wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, now on the NFL Network. And then T.D. Jakes was on the panel. And there was a third one. And tell me the third one. And what was that particular panel and conversation about?
Well, that was Fred Hammond, the gospel artist. He was the third person on the panel.
Yeah.
And what was really good about that conversation, they were just really speaking to us leaders and telling us how we have to be sensitive to really serving high-profile people that are in the public eye, and that we have to really treat them with great respect and care, knowing that they need to hear the message of the gospel as well. So it was a powerful, powerful event. And they were just sharing their heart and sharing their stories.
You know what? Now, because I really want to know if Michael Irvin shared his story. I know some of it, and I'd like to see if Fred Hammond shared his story. But when you talk about people maybe of a different status or position and how we need to harness them to, what exactly were they saying?
Well, I can't go into great detail, and that's a part of being a part of that conference, that is supposed to not to really share so much so exactly what was said.
Okay.
But what I can truly say about what they said, they shared their heart about how they needed God too. Even though they had the status, the money, they needed someone that would reach out to them and share the Lord and meet them where they were at. And that was the whole gist of that we can't forget high-profile people and their need as well.
I understand. And you're right. You know, sometimes we put people in the media, in sports, on such a pedestal. And for some reason, we think they're not human and that they don't make mistakes. And we're very surprised when they do. But talk about how life is here for all of us, and that we're going to have little small pitfalls, but it's how we recover after that. And we all will fall to that, and we all will be elevated from that. Speak to that for a moment, Tasha.
Well, I think we all need to be mindful, no matter where we find ourselves and our status in life, that we always have to be able to find a safe place to go where we can share our hearts, share our failures, and share our faults. And as leaders, you know, sometimes we get lost in helping other people, but we need to really build networks, you know, close-fitted networks. And it may not even include a huge group. It may be just include just a couple of people within our circles that we can go to and pour out our hearts and know that we'll be safe and our secrets will be safe and that we won't be judged. And so when I'm speaking to leaders, you know, I want them to feel comfortable that I'm that safe place with them, for them to come. Because me being a leader myself, I'm finding that, you know, if you're pouring into people all the time, and then you don't have a way to have an outlet for what you're going through, you know, and you don't have a place where you can go and be replenished so that you can go back and help someone else, and then you fall into this period of your life where it's pretty much you're bankrupting yourself, so to speak, and you really get to a place where you don't have anything to pour out anymore. And sometimes that could lead to sickness. Sometimes that could lead to some type of mental breakdown. So to me, it's important, high profile, low profile, in the middle, you need to find a safe place, people that you can trust and you feel secure with, that you can pour out your heart and feel comfortable, whether you share your faults, your victories, and they still won't, you know, judge you. So important.
Okay. Yes, it's very important. You know, I like what you said. So you don't bankrupt yourself. That's pretty powerful. Tasha, tell me about you and how did we get to this point? When did you get the vision that okay, this is what I want, and this is how I want to be effective, and this is the journey and the path that I'm going to take. Tell me about Tarsha L. Campbell.
Well, what really started my journey to realizing that I had a call to help leaders is when I started doing my coach training. And in the particular coach training that I was involved in, that I worked one-on-one with a master coach. And during that whole training period, a part of the training was actually you being coached yourself. And even during my training and during that time and working through my assessments and working through my exercises, I came to realize exactly what my purpose was, and that was to help emerging leaders. And so it just clearly came to light that I had to really understand my purpose and how it impacted those that God had called me to. And in doing so, it just brought just tremendous clarity to me. And even when I'm working with leaders, that's really one of the things that I tell them that they need to start with, is really understanding what your purpose is. Why were you created? Why were you sent here? No matter what, you know, the circumstance was for you getting here, you know, whether it was an accident or a mistake or whether it was planned or not, there still is a purpose for you for being here, and finding that purpose would really save you a lot of time. And I actually can believe it'll save you a lot of heartache as well if you can just pinpoint that and then just position yourself in life with the people, with your training, to move forward in that thing.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got to this place.
You got to this place. Are you pleased with this place, where you are and how effective you are every day? You know, I was talking to Renee Hewitt Hall, and you know how dearly I love her, and I've discovered how dearly she loves you and how
you love her.
And, you know, she talks about how you took her from where she was to where she is now and how you showed such patience for that. Are you pleased with how you've accomplished and just taking the raw material and making it where it is, and in several women, just not her, but her business, and, you know, her book, everything? Are you pleased with that?
I can say I am pleased. And what really makes me come to this place of being pleased is just seeing them move forward. You know, it's not too much about, you know, what I did, but when I'm able to see someone that has been placed in my path and placed under my wings, me being able to help them move forward and help them advance, you know, in the things that they know that they've been purposed and called to do, then I know that my job is done. And it just brings me great pleasure. I mean, great pleasure.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like a proud mother, and I'm not that old either to say that, but it just makes me feel very accomplished seeing them move forward.
Yeah, and that's pretty powerful. She said that, you know, she was speaking on the radio yesterday, last night, and she was talking about you and how you have showed great leadership and also great patience with her. And she contacted you about something, even though she knew you were busy. She was just trying to say, okay, well, when you get a moment. And she said you responded quickly and often, and that's just who you are. And when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, taking someone that has a vision and giving them the steps. What do they do once they say, you know what, I want to own my own business and I want to own blank, you know, and they come to you, what steps do you take them through? That's what I want to do with Tarsha L. Campbell, CEO, founder, publisher, empowering women to be better leaders, and that's what we're talking about. We're going to talk to her when we get back. I've never had it so good. Sports Talk Radio.
Telling myself on the last mile, on the road to somewhere, but along the way I saw the wind and the rain, and to my surprise, oh, 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 blew my mind. So many nights I had to hold on for my life, but I
Okay, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network, and it's the God in Me. And we're talking to Tarsha L. Campbell out of Orlando, Florida. And Tarsha, you know, I'm coming to you because I have a vision to start my own business. I understand what that business is, but from there, I need to create a brand and know how to market myself. What is some of the advice that you give me right off the bat?
Well, one of the first things, and I'm glad you said that about branding, because that is one of the first things I tell people that come to me, whether they're business entrepreneurs or authors wanting to establish their platform, is that you have to establish your identity in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Whether that, and the thing that we like to start people with is creating that logo design.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that we flow all the other collateral pieces that go along with, you know, business cards, letterheads, you know,
mm-hmm.
your website, web banners, e-blasts, and, you know, just creating that mark and establishing
mm-hmm.
it in the earth. So when people see that, they associate it with you. So that would be the first thing I would do. And even when it comes to your personal life, I think understanding, you know, what your identity is, you know, in life helps
mm-hmm.
establish you on a strong foundation to moving forward.
Yeah.
So that's where I would tell you to start.
I agree with you. You know, so I have my brand, and speak to this for me. Keeping that brand consistent, you know, because I see some people, their logo is red and black one day and then it's blue and black the next day. But you want people to know whenever they see that circle with red and black in there, oh, that's probably Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Talk about how important consistency is when you first start.
Consistency is very important when it comes to building a brand and establishing any type of branding. And really, when you research that term branding, it really goes back to where, you know, the cattlemen used to take a little hot brand and stick it in the fire and then put it on the cow. And they go from cow to cow to cow. And so what you're doing with your brand is if people see that same set of patterns, colors, even the font, you know, all at
yep.
the same time, it's being like burned into their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they see it over and over again, you know, with some kind of strategy of consistency, whenever they see it, they're going to think of you. Even if someone decides to take and copy your brand, they're going to first think about you because you have been so consistent with it in the marketplace, and it's branded on their minds now, pretty much
yeah.
burnt into
yeah.
their psyche.
Yeah.
So it's very important to stay consistent.
Hmm? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Those are the buzzwords for sure. So let's move on to websites. You know, I know that you create them and you are a designer within yourself. You know, most of the times now when you ask a business about their business, one of the things they're going to ask you is, you know, do you have a website? Because people will hear about you and then they want to go investigate you on their own. And the best way, I think, is a website. Talk about that for me.
I completely agree with you. Because we're living in this technological day and everyone's digital with their, you know, smartphones
mm-hmm.
and tablets and computers, you know, no one's really running to the phone book. I don't even know if they still print phone books to find out about you. Where they're going to run to
yep.
is run to the internet, Google your name,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully they can find you, and then go to your
mm-hmm.
website and pretty much do research on you before they meet you face-to-face. And so having a beautiful, informative, and it doesn't have to be a lot of words, because even a lot of web
mm-hmm.
design is getting away from websites being so wordy, and more images are being used now. You know, you got to have that together, have all the information that they would need to make a educated decision about whether they would want to do business with you or not, all in that one place. And when you're able to capture them in that first 1 to 3 minutes, then you know they most likely will pick up the phone and give you a call and move to the next step. So having
yeah.
a website
you,
is so important.
It is, and you just said something else very important. That 1 to 3 minutes you have to capture them. You know, I have some websites that maybe they stay on that first page for 33 seconds. Well, it's time to change the website front page. You know, we got to get them there in order to maybe be curious enough to go to the second page. What do you do with that first page to kind of capture them and keep them there?
Well, I don't know if you really noticed, though, a lot of web design now is going to that one-page model. And as you're scrolling down, you're seeing everything that the company or business or entrepreneur has to offer all on that one page. And if they choose to stay there longer than that, you know, 30 seconds or that minute, then you have links at the top that would take them a little bit further, deeper in there. And even if you were to go to my current website, Tarsha Campbell and Powers, that's the design that I have moved on to, that just that one-page scroll that can capture everything. On that one page, I have my blog post. On that one page, I have the services that I offer, even my speaking topic. Even how to contact me, a form is on that page, along with my social media, you know, buttons are there too. So as they're scrolling down real quick, you know, like a hit and run, you're able to capture and give them everything that you have to offer in that brief moment.
You're right. And that one-page format is probably one of the most popular things out there and the current trend for sure. You mentioned social media, so I want to go there next. And the power of social media to improve your image, to promote your image, social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's all free and it's all impactful if you do it right. Tell me your thoughts on that.
I love social media. I can't say it enough. And I tell people who ask me that, you know, and I get this feedback from some people, you know, that are not used to using the different platforms that, you know, I heard that it's negative, it's this, it's that. Well, it could be negative if you want it to be negative, but if you go there with a strategy and with a plan, you know, about what type of face you want the public to see for your business or for your ministry, then that's what you want to portray in that particular arena. And I tell you, social media has been good to me because I have gone in with a strategy and a plan to reach the people that I know that are part of my target audience. And the key word to social media is being social. It's all about building relationship. You don't go on just, you know, throwing your business information at people, but you go in and you build relationships with people. You know, you see what other people are doing on their page, and you're talking to them. So it's all about being social because people want to do business and they want to do ministry with people that they know and that they trust. And so social media is a great platform, you know, for you to establish that rapport with people and get them to see what you're all about and how you can serve them.
Exactly. It's a great platform. Give me a percentage of how many contacts you've made through LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter that have come and said, hey, Ms. Campbell, I see this. Can you give me more information? How many business contacts have approached you that have been lucrative, or at least now you all are still in contact because of social media? Give me a percentage.
I would say it's around 80%. And the other 20 has gotten when I'm going out face-to-face speaking or something. Mm-hmm. But the rest, I can definitely say it's probably around 80% has been in social media. That's how I got to meet you, Princess Superwoman Cooper. Yeah.
You know what? That tag is going to stick, huh? I see that.
I hope so.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's take a break, and I want to come back and talk about your vision to have your own social network. You've taken this to the next level, and I want to kind of, you know, pick your brain on how we got to that point, how we evolved to that area. And Tarsha L. Campbell from Orlando, Florida, Empowering Leaders, that's what she's known for. We'll take a break and come back. Never Had So Good Sports Media Network.
It's your time. You've been qualified.
Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network, presenting Sisterhood 2 with a great bunch of women that are dynamic in their own right and really improving the product and bringing to us a lot of great subjects. And we're talking to Tarsha L. Campbell right now. And I wanted to talk about your evolution and how you saw the vision to maybe form your own social network.
Yeah, I'm really excited about being led to start this Women's Empowerment Network. And it's Reveal International Women's Empowerment Network. And what we do have our own social media network. And within this community, it's a global community. We have women from all over the world. And the purpose of this community is to really help women come together and realize the power in sisterhood. And even realize through seeing their sister as a mirror that if she can do it, then I can do it too. And so we're all about helping women unveil their God-given identity, potential, power, purpose, and then their destiny. And so within the confines of this social media platform, they're able to have their own profile page and tell the other women about their business or tell them about their ministry or nonprofit organization. And so it's been a very good setting for women to feel comfortable, you know, with just connecting with one another and knowing that this is a safe place for them to learn and grow and be empowered and also be inspired and mentored.
So I can go to your social network wall and put in my profile and also key in what I do and what I'm about, and then maybe get some connections or others that may have the same like-minded vision or circle and make connections through your social network.
That's exactly what happens there. And one of the things I tell women, though, when they come here, don't just come and just tell people about what you do and your business. But let us all start with building a relationship first, you know. Because, you know, you can have some networks that you're part of where you just people are just coming in, throwing their information in, and they don't even stay to see what other people are doing. But this network is all about seeing what your sister is doing or seeing how you can empower her. Because we even allow you, you know, to post your blogs there as well. And so if you're writing a blog or if you have something you want to share, your event that you're having, you know, this is a safe place. Maybe there's videos that you want to share. You know, you're welcome to that along with your photographs, you know. So it's all about building relationships. And then even a part that we have on this network, from time to time, we do profiles of our different members to let them know, you know, exactly what's going on within the confines of the network. Someone may have just released a book or launched a new organization. You know, this is the place where we showcase what they're doing and make them, you know, really be brought to the forefront of what, you know, other women around them are doing as well, you know.
So you may have some time where you will feature one of the women in their profiles and feature what they're doing and how they are moving and shaking. Is that what you're saying? Maybe a feature of the month?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Awesome. So now I am a housewife, and I just don't have enough time to get this vision out there. But I come to you, and I just want to sit down and talk to you that I have something that I want to do, but I don't know how to bring it all together. And this is, I'm not even at the branding and logo and marketing standpoint. I just know I want to blog about cats or whatever. You know, how do you help me? How do you at least say to me, you do have the time, because I think we all do exactly what we want to do. How do you handle me?
Well, what I would do for a person like that, I would definitely encourage them to consider coaching. And that's one of the workhorses of our organization, and even my own personal business, Tarsha Campbell Empowers, is that I encourage people to get some type of coaching. And in my coaching sessions, I really work on what you want to work on. And if working on starting a business is where you're at, then we're going to go through the different necessary steps as well as doing some type of assessment and see exactly, you know, what you need to do to make this thing happen. And sometimes it may may include you starting with overcoming fears, you know. So we're going to focus on, okay, why are you fearful about stepping out? Or we may even cover, you know, the topic of your strengths and your weaknesses, and even in barriers that you have faced in the past that have kept you from really stepping out. And so those are the type of things that I do with clients, you know, who are in situations like that and want to move a little bit further. Coaching is definitely, you know, the path that I would take them. Even more so than just consulting. Consulting, I'm telling you what to do and how I did it. You know, but with coaching, we're working it out together. And at the end, you're going to have the tools necessary to move you forward in the marketplace and where you want to be. And you're going to walk out with confidence, too.
And that's key, is that, you know, you gain confidence about your vision and your ultimate goal. Let's go to the consultation. I'm established. I know who I am, what I want to do. It's kind of thriving, and I want to take it to the next level, and I want to write a book. And I know what I want to write about, but I don't know the steps to take to be a published author. What advice do you give me at that point?
Well, the first thing I would tell someone that's really looking to publish a book is that you really have to sit down in a quiet place and really think about what it is you want to write, you know, and allow, and I see life from a biblical worldview. So I say spend some time with God and the Holy Spirit and let them download what the subject is that he wants you to write about. And it doesn't matter. It could be something spiritual. It could be something on the business side. It still flows from him. And so sit down, get together your manuscript, and then once your manuscript is together, then you move to the next step of sending it to a professional editor. And then from that step, you go into the production part of your book where you begin to lay it out, you know, the digital layout of the book, the interior layout, the cover layout, then do a round of proofreading. And then once it's, you know, met your approval at that level, then we move on to printing the book.
Now, are there certain advice that you would give me, whether I want to go digital or if I really, you know, to the e-book status, or do I want to go full print and have paper and hardback? What would you advise me? Are there advantages of either one?
Well, if you're working from a self-publishing standpoint, which means you're investing your money to have the book produced, then it would really be based on your budget. You know, some people, when they want to write a book, is really based on if they have enough money to do both an e-book and the printed hard copy version, then go for it. Because I think, you know, there's a target audience and a market for both. But if your budget is only, you know, allowing you to produce an e-book version of it, then go for that. Because then it would be a little bit less that you would have to deal with financially, because you wouldn't have to pay for printing. But you would have to pay for, you know, the book to be converted to that digital format so that it can go out and, you know, be able to allow people to see it in all the different formats that books, e-books are available in this day and age.
Okay. Awesome stuff. So now tell me if the process for book versus magazine is about the same. You know, I'm thinking, and I'm really coming from a point of view of really asking you from my standpoint. You know, I'm really into sports. Most people know that. That's how all of this evolved from that platform, and now we are here. But I want to talk about sports and really highlight those athletes who are doing it the right way, and I'm thinking about a magazine. Is it just as easy self-publishing magazine versus book?
I would say no, because with a magazine, to me, you really need to have a variety within that one piece. And so it may include you building a community of editors and writers, and then You know, if you're working by yourself with a book, you know, it's just you. But when you have to bring a community of people under one vision, then it takes a little bit more work, and sometimes it may take a little bit more finances as well, whether you know you set up agreements to pay those that are contributing to your magazine. And then you have to really establish that brand for that magazine and be consistent with it issue after issue, you know, and keeping that same voice as well, you know, in the magazine. So it, to me, it's a whole lot more work when it comes to creating a magazine. And you also have to think about the artwork that you would need, the stock art, as well as, you know, all the other wonderful components of a magazine that you would have to bring together into this one piece. And then where are you going to position it at when it comes to distribution?
Yeah. What's my target audience? What's my region? I get what you're saying. And it is, I think it is a bigger collaboration for sure. One last question, and that is about graphics and design. To me, graphics and a one-page graphic design is like a moment in time, maybe a collaboration of what you may want to have a magazine looks like in the process, but it is really impactful. Can you talk about the impact of a graphic design flyer and how that can help you and your brand?
Well, I think any piece that you decide to put into the marketplace, whether it's a business card or a flyer or an e-blast, to me it's like a mini billboard. And so you want to make sure that you put in all the information that people can gather about you and your company and your business and your service in that one piece without it being too cluttered. Because, you know, if it's too cluttered, when they look at it at first glance, they don't even pick it up to read it. But you want to be able to have your graphic designer design a piece that when at first glance it's attractive and then it's not too cluttered and it has everything that they need to give, you know, help them make an educated and informative opinion about what you're offering in your service, and then, you know, seek you to see how that service can fulfill a need that they have. So making that clear is so important. And you just think about when you're driving on the highway, how a billboard is. It has like a couple of seconds to gain a person's attention and send a message to them all at one time. So you, all your graphic pieces need to have that same, when you're designing it, have that same, you know, thing in mind when you're doing it.
Awesome. Awesome. Good stuff here. We got to get you back here, Tarsha. I see a radio show in your future for sure. We'll work on that later. But when we come back, I want to get your contact information, give that to the listeners out there, and make sure that they know how to contact you so that you can give them some of this great advice here and maybe be in the business of coaching them to where you are actually coaching me right now. Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're talking to Tarsha L. Campbell from Orlando, Florida, empowering leaders. That's what she does. We'll be right back.
I need to hear you raise it up, church. Sing it. With power and majesty, Lord, you reign. Oh, sing my God reigns.
Come on. God reigns.
Sing our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Tell them, Lord, you reign.
Above every name.
I need to hear you tonight. My God reigns.
Okay, we're back. Never Had It So Good. Sports Media Network. On deck is Tanya. Tanya Smith, Count It All Joy, and she will have Tracy Easley Scott with her. And I can't wait to hear what dynamic topics they're going to have today, and we'll get them in here at 5 o'clock. Count It All Joy. Tanya Smith and Joseph B. Washington. That's their show from that's been on the network now since October. But Joseph is traveling. Prayers for his safe travel. And we have a designated hitter for Joseph B. Washington today. Tracy Easley Scott will be with us. But we have Tarsha. Let's go ahead and get her contact information. She gave a lot of great information. And guys and girls, if you want to talk to her more, Tarsha, tell them where they can find you.
Well, they can find me. My book publishing and graphic design business is mydominionhouse.com.
Okay.
And then the Women's Empowerment Network, if you're interested in that, that web address is connecttoempower.com. Mm-hmm. And then if you're interested in coaching, or any type of speaking that I offer, my signature presentations, then that can be found at TarshaCampbellEmpowers.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Tarsha, you know that we'll connect after this. I'm so proud that you took the time. I know you're busy to be a part of this. It only made it that much better. It took it to another level, and I can't wait to get you back. And I'll be contacting you on a business level, too, and I want to put my profile on your social network. I think what you're doing is really awesome, and I'm proud to know you.
It's all been my pleasure, Princess, since I met you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Awesome. Have a great weekend and great Sunday, and be successful during the week, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too.
Awesome. Tarsha L. Campbell out of Orlando, Florida. We're up next with Count It All Joy, and Tanya Smith will be back in just a moment.
I need to hear you raise it up, church. Sing it with power.